Called the OSU NAGPRA facility, the two buildings are about 2,000 square feet total. They're for consultation, records, and storing human remains in accordance with the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. The 1990 federal law mandates the safe return of skeletons, bones, and cultural items to their tribes. Ariel Russell is Director of Natural Resources and Culture for the Confederated Tribes of Coos, Lara Umpqua, and Siosla Indians. She credits sensitive discussions among tribes, OSU, and the state in making this facility possible.
It's just very important to us as tribes to have that relationship and it not be a transactional thing, because these are ancestors. They've made their journey. They're on the other side, and you have to be careful when you navigate those sorts of things.
Other tribal representatives across Oregon have voiced support for the facility, which may be the first built specifically for repatriation purposes. OSU's NAGPRA director, Don Marie Alapisco, was pleased with the support.
This isn't an ending at all. This is a new beginning. This is a change, a shift in how NAGPRA can and should be performed.
NAGPRA compliance has been a constant sore spot between many tribes and institutions. Some universities have retained bones and remains in years past, citing research needs. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.